Chelsea LaRude is joining me. She is the director of the Greater Burlington Convention and Visitors Bureau. We talk every month about all of the things that are going on in that coming month. And September, well, it's packed. And I guess that's the only way you could put it, isn't it?
It is. There is no shortage of keeping you entertained throughout the month of September.
Labor Day itself, a gallery show going on at the Arts Center on Labor Day, starting on Labor Day. It would be starting the day after Labor Day.
Yeah, starting that Monday and running through all the way the end of September. And Giovanni Falcone and Jason Danis are the featured artists for this month at the Art Center.
And you've got some boats, or I should say ships. I'm not sure if you call them. I guess you call them boats at dock. It'd be boats on the Mississippi, right?
Majestic vessels.
Majestic vessels. The American Duchess. I've never heard of that before.
This is the brand new sister boat to the American Queen that debuted out on the river last summer. So this is our we got to host her for the first time in August, so this will be the first full-scale docking that we've had the Duchess here in September, where the passengers will get to explore our community. And if I remember correctly, this is the old Isle of Capri out of the Quad Cities that they've renovated.
And they have cabins and everything else?
It is beautiful. It is their top-of-the-line vessel, all suites. Stunning chandeliers hanging from the ceiling. These passengers are riding in style.
I'm going to guess all verandas, too. Is that right? Do they have all verandas for those suites?
I'm not sure. There were quite a few of them, yes. And okay. It holds about 166 passengers.
All right. Well, let's see. The Farmers Market continuing through the end of September, 4:30 to 7:30. And that is, of course, going on. And we'll be checking in each week again with Rachel Lynn Dean about that. We talked about Friday the 7th, the Reunion Beatles Fantasy Tribute at the Capitol Theater, featuring the world's greatest veteran Beatles that look and sound alike artists performing a tribute to John, Paul, George, and Ringo like none other at the Burlington Capitol Theater. You can get those tickets as well. I know those are coming up on the 7th. That's a Friday night. Should be a big one. West Burlington Flea Market. They used to call it Southeast Iowa Pigeon Days. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they still call it. Somebody probably still calls it that, right?
I think a lot of people still know it by that. Same concept, just a little tweak name. But they are throwing in a special extra flea market this month. So mark your calendar for the 9th and the 30th.
Oh, okay. And civic music and an act that was very popular back a couple of years ago called Artrageous. They are going to be performing on Friday the 14th. And did you ever have a chance to see that? Have you ever seen that?
No, but I watched a YouTube clip on it the other day, and that looks pretty cool.
I mean, they do. They combine all artistic fields: dancing, singing, creating art, and everything else in between.
I think I saw some paint flying across the stage. You're just not sure what you're going to see.
You never know what you're going to see. That's why they call it Artrageous. Here's one for you. It's on Saturday the 15th. Geek-tastic. What is that?
So this is a revived festival of the old Burlington Public Library Comic Con that they have taken it and added some new partners and made it a whole new event. So definitely check out their Facebook page, because they've got lots of mini events within this big event, just Comic Con. There will be some movies played at the Capitol Theater with the producers there. There'll be some artists, graphic novel artists kind of down by the Art Center and Burlington by the Book. They're bringing in a group to play a game of Quidditch down on the riverfront. So if you love that sci-fi and fantasy stuff, that's where you're going to want to be Saturday the 15th.
You'd never guess that I might be. she's looking at my two scale models of the Starship Enterprise that we've got over the very first Enterprise and the very last Enterprise. Are you saying that's for me? Okay.
It might be. You might have some fun down there.
There you go. All right. Let's see what else is going on. Also on the 15th, all about monarch butterflies. There's been monarch butterflies have been short supply, haven't they?
I have been seeing more around lately, though, but that'll be a great afternoon activity to stop down at the Stars Cave and have the environmental educationalists kind of teach you about them, how you can promote a healthy habitat for them, and just kind of learn all about monarchs.
All right. Buckets and boards at Burlington's Memorial Auditorium. And I do know a little bit about this. This was one of the most popular act on the Disney Cruise Line.
Yeah.
And I'm not exactly sure what exactly they do, but do you have an idea?
I also watched a YouTube clip on these guys, and they are making some pretty cool music with 5-gallon buckets. So it is, if it's a family show for sure, it'll have the whole family entertained and engaged. Not only have they been on Disney Cruise Lines, but they've played in Branson a number of times. So, it'll be a good time.
Buckets and boards. You don't want to miss it. And a fall craft and vendor show at Westland Mall on the 21st through the 23rd weekend. I'm guessing that is pretty much everything and anything to do with crafts and novelty items, isn't that right?
Home-based businesses, all those vendors will be set up in the mall.
All right. Cruise night, returning on the 21st, September 21st. That's a Friday night for Jefferson Tree Classic Cars, Cruising and Scooping the Loop on Jefferson. And the American Queen docking. Now, the American Queen, what, the sister ship of the Duchess, right?
Yes, this is the 450-passenger vessel, so it is the big one. And we're ready for a fun-filled day for them exploring our community.
And another paddle in the park on Saturday the 22nd, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I know those spots fill up quick, so call out to Stars Cave if you want to reserve your spot.
Okay. Paranormal and metaphysical experience at the Apollo School. They've been doing a number of things there, haven't they?
Yeah, this event seems really cool. It's in partnership with the Broom Closet and the Iowa Paranormal Group, and they're bringing in vendors and stuff throughout the day and then doing kind of a paranormal investigation that night through Apollo. And I didn't know it, but it's the site that Apollo is built on is one of the first was one of the first cemeteries of the area, so there could be some hauntings.
Ah, okay. Go for the Goal Fall Classic. It is a huge soccer tournament coming to the Recplex. Soccer teams from all over the Midwest, right?
Yes, this is a huge soccer event. I looked at their list the other day, and I don't even know if I saw any Iowa teams on the list quite yet. They're all from out of the state, and it's an event that a lot of college coaches come to and try to recruit from there.
Wow,
so.
Okay. And the Sip, Taste, and Stroll, Fall Sip, Taste, and Stroll is coming up to downtown Burlington. That's on Friday the 28th, right?
That's right. Tickets will be on sale soon, and I know they'll be available at the Iowa Store and Weird Herald's when they do become available.
And at 34 Raceways, the 360 Fall Hall. I've never heard of that, but I'm sure it sounds like it's going to be fun.
It's a new event out at 34 Raceway this year, and they're really excited. It's going to be two nights of 360 sprint cars getting on the gas and trying to haul in for cash.
All right, and if anyone wants more information about the huge number of events going on in September, all they need to do is
just head on over to greaterburlington.com.
All right, and Chelsea LaRude, thank you so much for joining me. Good luck.
Thank you.